Representatives of striking and locked out supermarket workers in Southern California and three big supermarket chains are scheduled to begin a new round of contract negotiations today, but no talks are scheduled for the 3,300 Kroger employees in West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky. They also have been on strike since October. Healthcare benefits are the main sticking point. Greg Collard of West Virginia Public Broadcasting reports.
With temperatures in the 20s, Terry Barker is wearing camouflage overalls, his usual outfit this time of year. But instead of being in the woods deer hunting, Barker, a meat cutter for 30 years, is picketing in front of a Kroger store in Charleston. And with $315 a week in unemployment benefits, Barker can dig in for a longer strike.
It was a very big boost. You know, everybody had the mindset that we were not going to get it. So it was just a blessing that we did, because we have people who are starting to hurt, and we're not going to have to go back for any substandard package now. You know, we can stand out here until, you know, spring comes if we have to.
In West Virginia, unemployment benefits range from $24 to $358 a week. But Barker's co-workers in Ohio and Kentucky are not as fortunate. Employees in those states have been denied unemployment benefits. However, they are getting a boost in strike benefits. The union is reducing strike benefits by $50 a week in West Virginia so it can increase those benefits in Ohio and Kentucky. In front of a Kroger store in Proctorville, Ohio, strikers tear up paper to feed a barrel fire so they can keep warm. Cheryl Edmonds, a 23-year Kroger employee who works in customer service, has taken a job at another grocery store chain.
There's a lot of us around here that are getting jobs because we have to meet our bills. I mean, I'm not going to lose my house, you know. Like I said, I've had it too long. I'm not giving up.
Like many on the picket lines, Edmonds was optimistic last week that negotiations would pick up.
I just feel that once West Virginia was granted unemployment, that Kroger's would have done everything they could to get everybody back to work.
Meanwhile, strikers are monitoring the work stoppage in Southern California. There, 70,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union are part of a strike and lockout involving three supermarket chains, including Kroger-owned Ralph's. Healthcare coverage is also the sticking point in that dispute. The Teamsters Union has stopped deliveries to the three chains in support of the strikers, and in the West Virginia-led strike, the latest round of negotiations broke off after only one day, with no progress. The company wants employees to begin contributing to their health care premiums. Kroger spokesman Archie Fralin says the unemployment decision in West Virginia won't change Kroger's demands.
We can't be pressured into conceding to demands that are bad for our business. So we're disappointed with the unemployment ruling because we don't think it matches up with the facts, but we can't allow that to force us into a concession that's not good for us.
Kroger has made some concessions. The company's original proposal would have cost full-time employees more than $300 a month. A second proposal would cost $50 to $70 a month. But Jim Lothers, president of Union Local 400, says that still isn't enough.
But when you make $9 or $10 an hour, you can't afford to be putting out another $50 a month for health care benefits.
Neither side expects the strike to be settled soon, and union officials don't expect a resolution before Christmas. For NPR News, I'm Greg Collard.